Over the past couple of months, just about every day, I've had at least one person saying, when is the smell of poo over Milnerton and Tableview going to be dealt with? And, well, the process of dealing with it is about to begin, because the problem was that there was a dispute over a contract to remove the sludge, which has been causing the smell. And while the dispute over the award of a tender was being resolved or not resolved, the old tender expired. And so, according to the provisions of the municipal PFMA, Public Municipal Finance Act, that one, the job couldn't be given to anybody else until the tender appeals were sorted out. But Xanthia Limburg, Mako Member for Water and Waste Services, that has now happened. Xanthia, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. And yes, it has now happened. The city received the signed contracts from the two successful companies yesterday afternoon, and we managed to get the contractor on site, particularly for the Potsdam Wastewater Treatment Plant. And so work is underway already today.
There are no further appeal processes. This is now done and dusted. The people who are doing the job will do the job for the next 3 years.
Yes, that is correct. We went through three rounds of trying to attempt to award this tender. In the first round, which was in March 2020, there was appeal. It was upheld, and then we went into a second round of trying to award it in about July. We managed to get the existing contract extended till the end of December last year. And just before the recommendations went to the bid adjudication committee, one of the tenderers withdrew, and we had to restart again. And then a third round of attempting to award it in November last year. And then there was two appeals as well, and those appeals have now been essentially concluded. A large amount of the grounds of appeals has been dismissed, and the contracts have now been signed. So work is underway, and there isn't any further appeals or challenges to the court or anything else.
I know that municipalities, arms of government generally, are required to adhere to fairly strict processes and so on, and a lot don't, which is why they get qualified or useless audits from the Auditor General. But the accusation which has come to me about the city is that they've been too careful to cross the T's and dot the I's on this one, that the sheer unpleasantness of the smell and the potential health implications of having the sludge uncleared, that you could have done more quickly to begin the process of dealing with the sludge, removing it, removing the smell, removing the threat to health, whatever that might have been.
It is a difficult space, and I mean, you referenced one piece of legislation which we need to comply to, which is the Systems Act, but then there's also the Supplier Management Regulations, as well as the Municipal Management Finance Act, and obviously we try to comply to these so that we are not reported for irregular or wasteful expenditure. But I do agree there needs to be a balance between ensuring that there's compliance and as well as service delivery is not hampered. So we did, while this appeal process was running, we tried to action other procurement options, such as firstly the fast-tracking of the appeal process, looking into a deviation report where we try to very speedily draft another contract and specifications, and then that was advertised for quotes. But all of these things still need to go through set procurement procedures, so it doesn't necessarily materialize as quickly as one would hope, which is frustrating. So on site, not only at Potsdam, but at other wastewater treatment plants, we did try to put in place other mitigating factors, such as the installation of additional odor suppressants. And at the Potsdam Wastewater Treatment Plant, specifically, we installed additional perimeter odor dosing equipment to try and address the
smell. I can't imagine what the smell would have been like if you hadn't done those extra things.
And obviously, I think the intensified heat and wind direction hasn't necessarily yielded those measures.
Okay, but the contractors are on site. We've had the most complaints about the Potsdam one, but they're on site at both sludge storage sites. And in terms of what you know, when will the sludge be sorted out and when might the smell start to dissipate and disappear?
So the work is already underway today. Obviously, because we haven't had the removal of sludge at all of our wastewater treatment plants since the 1st of January, we obviously have large stockpiles that need to be removed. We will have a better assessment of things tomorrow around timing, which we will communicate. But we have also advised that in the initial stages of the removal of the sludge, the odor may intensify, but that should not hopefully be for too long, and thereafter we will reach a stage of normalcy again.
Xanthia Limburg, thanks for talking to us. MACO member for Water and Waste Services in the City of Cape Town.